Are we done with full-time travel? Not at all, first of all. Absolutely not. I consider at least these 6 months of hiking the AT Trail still a part of travel and full-time travel.
A new place, a new home, for a while, let me feel alive. Nothing to hold me back, take my time. Just enjoy the ride.
Hey friends, this is Jessica.
And Will.
And you're listening to the Why Matters podcast, where we explore life lessons, things we all take for granted, and everything in between garnered from our decade-long full-time travel lifestyle.
Each week, we'll dig deep into the why behind the choices we humans make in life and the positive results yielding from a strong why.
If you're ready to spread your wings, have a laugh, and take the insights of full-time travelers into your everyday life, then this is the podcast for you. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Why Matters podcast. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Will, and welcome to the future. At least welcome to our future. The last time we recorded a podcast was several weeks ago while we were still sitting in Peru, and today we are now sitting on opposite sides of a screen because we're not together today.
We split up. Nah.
I can actually see you on the screen, which is really good. But
yeah, we're like winking at each other and stuff because we also haven't seen each other for more than 24 hours, which is very unusual for us. So today, you guys, we had something planned. We were going to talk with you about hate, and we decided to just push it to a future week because we feel like we need to give you a life update. If we don't give you a life update, anything we say in this beginning little bit where we say where we are and what's going on, you're going to be so confused because the last time we spoke, we were in Peru. We had taped all the podcasts before that in Paris, and now we've been in Los Angeles, Miami, Arizona, Palm Springs, and all these other places since then. So right now, Will and I are sitting on opposite sides of a screen, which is a first for us.
You're on the AT. I'm in Virginia.
He's in Virginia. And this podcast might sound a little loopy because we've never taped it not being in the same room. And we've never gone this long without taping a podcast. So if we're a little rusty, please be patient with us. But we promise to make this fun and exciting life update kind of light and airy because not too much drama has happened. And we want to catch you all up to speed because previously we have been, I don't know, a month or two taping these podcasts ahead of time, right, Will? Projecting the future?
I feel like the day you actually get to the point where these podcasts gets released will be some time where just we'll be retired.
Right.
And now that we're actually here and we're looking at a podcast that's going to release within several days of when we actually record it, I'm actually a little bit excited about that. My dream in life is to have all of our content to be released like within two or three days of when we record it.
Right. Like a vlog, the newsletter, the podcast, everything all at once. We're getting closer. We're getting closer, don't you think?
We're going to have to because of the hike and all the exciting stuff that we have planned for it. We're going to...
Wait. Before you do the hike, let's go back in time. Will's really excited to talk about the hike.
I have.
Let's go back in time and just recap. So last we spoke to you guys, we were in Peru getting ready for the guests to arrive, right?
So we had all of our guests ready to go with us for what was going to be a harder than we expected trip.
It was definitely our most challenging group trip in terms of physical ability. And we knew what we had hiked this before, but I guess it's like childbirth. You forget. This was a what we're going to talk about in a future podcast called like type 2 fun. And I'm not going to give you all, you can Google it, but we're not going to talk about that today. But it was hard, but you felt strong and amazing after. And our guests were just superheroes in all the way possible. And we love you guys so much for coming with us on this trip and experiencing something magical and intense. Because those of you listening, if you don't know, we didn't just take the bus or the train to Machu Picchu. We actually hiked for 4 days to Machu Picchu. So it is no joke. It goes up to almost, what, 14,000 feet, Will?
It goes up to 13.8. And this was for us the definition, especially for everyone in the other group, of hike your own hike. Like everyone determined what they wanted the hike to be and how they wanted to do it. And then when we all got to see Machu Picchu, it was just really cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love that hike your own hike. Largo decided he was going to hike his own hike and be the first human up the mountain every day. And he's kind of doing that with me a little bit, but he does. I think he feels bad, like the bears might get me on the AT, so he slows up for me. Okay, so that was back in time where we were in Peru. Our registration, that was actually also our last group trip for 2024. We only did two in 2024 because of the AT adventure that we're on now. We couldn't get off to host trips, but our 2025 group trips registration is open and they are filling up fast. So please get over there and find something that works for you. Is it all culture? Is it culture and hiking? Is it just hiking? Is it really traveling how we travel, kind of grassroots and sleeping on trains and stuff? There's something for everyone. So go to World Hunting Voyages and you can find all the details there. You can always message us if you have any questions.
And this leaves a real big void for me because by the time that the trip is commencing, we're just like, okay, we're in it now. This is incredible. And when it leaves and when it ends and we're done and we're on the plane, we get all nostalgic. We're just like, oh, I wish every day could be a World Hunting Voyages trip. I wish we could always just hang out with the people and share this incredible life of ours. It really is one of those things where I really do feel passionate about.
I do too. I know a lot of you are saying, how come you're only hosting this many year? How come you're hosting that many year? We still have a teen at home. And so we're meeting his goals and want to spend as much time as possible with him. So we can't go off offering 2-3 trips a month. We will get there. I promise you, we will get there. But our kids are our priority at this point, and we can only get so many in over these previous years. But it's coming. 2025 will be the year that we offer the most trips we've ever offered. I think we have 7, possibly 8. I don't remember. We might be adding another one on the itinerary. So we're gearing up. It's ambitious, but we're getting there, guys. More are coming, I promise you. So after Peru, I hopped a plane with Largo to Los Angeles to take care of some business. Will went to the East Coast. Then Largo and I popped over to Arizona because he was looking at a flight school in Arizona. We had some other things to take care of there. And then Largo and I popped over to Palm Springs because I went to attend the Alt Summit conference, as well as I was a roundtable guest speaker.
And this is really exciting because I love being able to share as world towners. At the end of the day, we're travelers, but we like to think that we have our own different spin on this life of ours, which is very unique. And to share that with other people and to see what's possible as opposed to just like the vacation lifestyle is very fun.
It was magical, Will, because my topic was selling it all to travel the world, what it really takes to launch the dream. And these ladies came to the round table. I spoke, I don't know, 3 or 4 30-minute sessions, the same thing. And it's intimate. There's like 14 seats and people standing around the table. And these ladies came with so many questions and were so inspired and so just like, okay, I can do this. Because Will and I know Will wasn't there, but I was speaking for both of us. We're just normal people who made this happen. We're not trust fund kids. We didn't make a bundle of money selling a business or anything like that. And so when people look at this travel lifestyle, they often think it's not possible because they see these unicorns that aren't in the same league as them. And Will and I are in that league. And so I spoke very frankly with them and very honest. And I out in this week's newsletter, which I just released, I gave the Cliff Notes version of the 15 things that you really need to think about before you launch for full-time travel. And it's less traditional stuff. It's not like Wi-Fi and healthcare. No, it's the stuff that's going to sink the ship if you don't do it, silencing the naysayers and stuff like that. So pop over to our newsletter and subscribe and you can check out that episode. And I hope it brings some value to you. Thank you. If anyone is listening that came to the round tables, you were truly a delight and you made it so comfortable for me and so easy to share. I'm shooting for going next year, but I want a bigger stage because there were a lot of ladies there and I want a bigger platform. So call me on Alt Summit. There's women that want to live like this. Come on.
It's really interesting because you've always heard people say, if there's someone you look up to or anything like that, before you put them on too much of a pedestal, they're just another person. They put on their pants one leg at a time. We are now at the point where we're being recognized on pedestals. I almost want to go ahead and just like bring everyone down to a level. Just understand we are still just people and we put on our pants one leg at a time and we love sharing and we're humble and we love this life and that's why we do it.
But if you really want to show your appreciation and put us or me on that pedestal, just bring me a cheese plate. That's all I ask. If that's how you want to reward me. I actually met someone on the trail whose trail name was Cheese Plate. And I was like, should that have been my name? Did he steal my name? But I digress. Okay. Did I cut you off? I'm sorry, honey.
No, but we're leading to the fact that you're on the AT.
We got to do our where in the world. So where in the world are you, Will?
I'm in Virginia. I am in Southern Virginia and I'm waiting for you to walk towards me. I'm going to have my own cheese plate waiting for you when you get here.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm supposed to be closer to Southern Virginia, Largo and I, but well, the trail had other plans for us. We're taking the slow train to Will, and I am either in Georgia or North Carolina. I'm not going to tell you guys. Let's see if you can figure it out. Maybe you'll hear some background noise. We're not exactly in our soundproof Paris studio. And for those of you who believe that, I'm just kidding. We had an air mattress against the wall bouncing sound off, but I am in a hotel right now, so I cannot predict what kind of sounds are going to be made here. we're doing things a little bit different and probably will be weeks here and there when we'll in our apart recording the podcast. But we do have plans to see each other in about, how long are we going to see each other?
In a couple of weeks. You have many miles to travel. And I'd love to be able to go visit you. And I think that's part of the original plan. But now as we start to think about the logistics of what it takes to get to where you are and take you back to where I'm at, we almost lose a day.
It's complicated. That may give you a hint of where I am, because it's not so easy as just jumping on a freeway and Will is to me. I'm hidden someplace far, far away.
Only the bears can see you.
Only the bears, right? You guys have been asking us so many questions. And I'm on the trail a lot and Wi-Fi spotty and Will's holding down the ship, probably working way more than he should be and eating too much chips and salsa. But we want to answer some of those questions that you guys had today and kind of keeping it light and airy and life update. And hopefully if you're sitting listening going, I hope they answer my question, hopefully we get to that question because we made a list of all of them because there were so many. So do you want to take a stab at it first, Will?
Well, I think the first question that I would have, because I'm the person who's most interested in this, is what's up with the vlogs?
I'm going to sit back and drink my tea and let you unravel that one.
Well, the vlogs are, let's put it this way. And we had a vlog that just came out a few weeks ago that was talking about Mother's Day. And someone left a comment, was this Mother's Day last year? And I was like, well, it's not it's not Mother's Day this year because it hasn't happened yet.
I didn't see that. Oh my gosh.
We're close to being like 11 months behind on the vlogs, which is not nowhere close to what was our intention when we record these things.
I'm dreadfully embarrassed. Could you have just lied and said 6 months? Like,
no.
I'm actually embarrassed. You guys, I'm embarrassed.
With every week that goes by, it's worse and worse and worse. However, we do have a plan. The thing is that life gets in the way. And when we were producing every week, sometimes multiple times a week, we only had one focus, which was the vlog. And now things have changed and we have other items on our plate. We have the trips. We have everything else that we do. We have not prepared for the AT, and there's not enough time. The point of the matter is that we're behind. I'm not going to go ahead and beat myself up over it because we have a plan.
Well, the thing is, we're not behind because we don't love it, or we would just say we're done with the vlog. We love the vlog, but like Will said, there's other stuff in our life that had to take a more front seat. And just in full disclosure, the vlog doesn't financially support us. So we have other streams of income that have required more of us to be able to pay our bills. But we love it and we don't want it to go away. So we keep going. We just keep falling a little bit further behind. But I guess what is the plan now is that we are going to pause the behindness of the vlogs and come back to it in 6 months because we are going to start releasing daily vlogs of our Appalachian Trail hike starting the end of next week if all goes well. And so I will be shooting them with Largo on the trail and then Will be editing them from his post somewhere in Southern Virginia, and he'll be uploading them daily. So he is one human who can't possibly do the other ones as well. But once we're done with the AT, then we'll come back. And at that point, those vlogs will be 35 years old and Avalon and Largo will be grandparents, but they're still there. They're still coming, guys. We do have an editor helping us. It's just, we need like 5 editors because we're still shooting quite a bit and we just can't keep up with everything. And I guess some might say, we'll just stop, but we don't want to stop. We've got a lot of great content to share with you guys. So,
and that's the thing. Like, even though we're behind, we're still not discontinuing the shooting. When all is said and done and we are retired on our rocking chairs, we will not have missed a beat on everything that we have recorded. It just may not have gone out in chronological order, maybe.
So a lot of you asked when the AT vlogs are going to start. And I did say the end of next week, if all goes well, and they will be daily, guys, get ready. I don't think they're going to probably be 15 minutes long. Will, 15, 20 minutes long.
They could go longer.
Could go longer. Will's editing day 3 right now. And
I've seen the footage and you don't leave me a lot of things to cut out. Everything is gold.
And so, really? Does that mean I'm a good shooter?
It means that there's a lot of drama going on when you guys are walking on the trail.
Day 3 had a lot of drama. Can I tell them one of the things just to get them excited?
Sure. There's no rules here. We make this stuff up as we go along.
We do. We own this podcast. All right. So day 3, you guys. I'm an infant. I'm just barely learning how to sit up, not even crawl. And I don't really know where things go in my pack yet. It's like when you move into a new apartment and you put the furniture and then a week later you change it. So I have this bear horn. And I'm not really sure if I'm even going to need it. Everyone says I'm not going to need it and I'm going to throw it in a hiker box in a week, but I have it. And I just stuck it in like the little waist belt in the pouch there because I didn't know where else to put it. And then after one long day of hiking, you should take your pack off when you go pee. But I didn't. I was tired. It was late. I was kind of frustrated. And so I have pretty good skills with squatting. So I just squatted down. And as I did that, my elbow touched on the side of my pack where the bear horn is, and the bear horn went off. But it didn't sound like a, like a horn. It sounded like a, like a dog barking. And so midstream, I jumped. Well, I guess you can, I guess you all know what happens when you're squatted down, urinating, and you jump midstream. Now, the worst part of this, I thought it was a dog, of course, but the worst part of this is that you only have one outfit you wear on the AT, most people, and you wear it for 4 days straight. You change into your jammies at night, which are usually merino wool thermals. So I still had a day left on the trail, and I spent an entire day smelling like a urinated mess from that one incident. I have since moved the bear horn. I still have the bear horn, and I was very happy to have it on the day where we were going through the heavy bear activity spot because I had it right in my front pouch ready to go, but I was certain, I made sure I did not do any squatting that day. So you can imagine what it feels like to be a 51-year-old woman urinating all over yourself, and there's nothing you can do. You got to sleep in that.
So you're trying to say you have nothing to clean up after yourself. There's no equipment in your bag of goodies.
Well, I can clean up, but the problem is it's already on my underwear and my fleece pants. I can't clean it out of that. And you're not going to wash them and hang them out to dry when it's 20 degrees, right?
There's got to be a fireplace somewhere. No, someone creating a campfire.
Yeah, but I don't want to stand around that at 10 at night by the time it's 10 degrees below and dry my underwear. Do you? And you know what's happening right now? Some of you are leaving us. You're like, this is TMI. I don't want to hear about Jessica urinating on herself. Listen, that was not the worst of what's going to be in these vlogs. That was the calm, tame version. So I'm sure you're clamoring to see what they are. We actually just released day one to our patrons as a little special like pre thing. And the response so far is they're like loving it. So we're on Patreon. If anyone wants to become a patron, we're going to be releasing. We do live monthly chats. There's goodies. There's all kinds of stuff there. If you want to check it out for a bit, it's World Towning on Patreon. So, all right. What other questions do we have, Will?
Well, the question is, when are we going to have a vlog about, or not a, a podcast about the AT? Like deep dive on that, because clearly—
Like deep dive on the first couple of days and how it was?
Yeah, because you and I want to share this travel life and we want to talk about how we've experienced things through this travel life. That's one of the things. But to do a deep dive into just what this life is like in present moment is—
Do you want to do it next week? Because I'm getting old before I forget everything.
Well, you think you'll have enough experience at that point to be an expert?
I'm not going to come on the podcast as an expert. Now, if you're asking me if I have enough content to share of what happened in those first couple of days, I have enough stuff to share for the first like 6 hours. So I'm not going to be an expert. You guys can hear about, well, I don't want to tell them everything, but we have this thing called the Sawyer squeeze, guys. So what does squeeze mean to you? It's a filter. So wouldn't you say you would, the Sawyer is the brand name. And what do? You squeeze it. Guess who had no idea that I was supposed to be squeezing it? Me. I just laid it up against a tree and let it kind of trickled out on its own. So yeah, if you're asking if there's enough to talk about, I'm going to have to be really humble and self-deprecating and just, yeah, and be able to take the punches because yeah, we've got some stuff and it's mostly me just being like having no clue. Yeah. So yes, next week, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm more concerned that you're going to have, well, number one, that you're going to be awake enough for this because we're finding it really hard to actually find ability to connect and record these podcasts. And so that's the hard part because when we record these podcasts, we actually need to have like a gear and laptop and you're not walking around with a laptop. Anyway, okay, that's enough. Yes, we have plenty to talk about for next week.
I think we can tell the story about how we're doing with the computers and the gear and how they're getting from location to location. Let's jump to the next question because part of that will be answered in it is, but yeah, I'm on board for doing like kind of AT first couple of days wrap up for next week's podcast. So come back, guys. So a question we've been getting a lot is, what about Largo and school? So Largo pretty much has so many credits and everything done now, he could probably graduate right now. But he's on the college track and he wants to do a little higher end classes. He's also in a dual enrollment program for aviation with Embry-Riddle. So he has a lot going on, but he is almost done his school year. So he really is doing like 4 to 5 weeks on the trail and not super intense. He's taking his French and Spanish and English class on the trail, believe it or not. We actually stop on Mondays and Wednesdays, wherever we are on the trail, and hope we have internet. And so far it's worked out. And he just starts taking his class, which is really, really funny and interesting for people passing by going, what is he doing? And I'm like, school. And they're like, oh, I haven't seen anyone doing that. And then on Fridays, Largo and I get off the trail all day Friday and most of Saturday. He does school. He runs his three Dungeons and Dragons clubs. I work. We record this podcast. I write the newsletter. We restock our supplies and all that kind of stuff. So he is still doing school. He is on track. It's not a full load because he's pretty much done for the semester. He took a very intensive first semester load. He may take a summer class if he can figure out how to work it in with everything, but he's not skipping school, but we have a lot of flexibility by being world schoolers, aka homeschoolers, with his program. And then this whole experience in itself is like history, study of people, PE, I mean, math, everything is all encompassing in the 6 months on the trail. So that's a school wrap up. Did I miss anything, Will?
No, I feel like Largo's been training for this for his entire life because we've done school in the craziest of places and under the worst conditions. And this would totally phase any other person on the planet, with the exception of maybe Avalon. But Largo's just like, okay, where are we doing school now?
It's funny you say that because I remember when Avalon went to university, she was like, do you know that there's unlimited Wi-Fi? Do you know that you can get food, like you can go get a coffee in the middle of the night and that there's water all the time and that we don't have to worry about things and I don't have to plan that if I can study at 2 a.m. or not? She was amazed. She's like, this modern world. I mean, we've been living on a boat, right? This was so like life was, university for many is overwhelming and it's a strip, like they have to go, kids have to go and take care of themselves or they've lived in a home that has a lot of comforts and stuff and not our kids. They went to university and were like, this is so easy living like this. People live like this, which kind of brings us, I was talking about the boat, to the boat. Are we going back to that floating thing, Will? What's the deal with that? Everyone wants to know. People think we quit the boat.
It feels like it was a lifetime ago, but when you only look at the calendar, it's only been 9 months since we left the boat.
I know, it hasn't even been a year yet.
There's been lifetimes, honestly, of our experiences that we've recorded. And when I look back at everything we've done since we left the boat 9 months ago, right? 9 months ago, it's a baseball season. There's no way that you can justify how we've done so much, but we have. I feel like if we were to go back, we have to learn how to sail all over again.
Why? Did you forget? Did you forget it? And you just said if, as far as I had known, we were going back. Oh, was there an if there?
No, I know we're going back. The further we are detached from it, the more it becomes a foreign object to me.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be some things that we have to relearn. We thought we would be off it for a year, maybe a year and a half. And I think it's going to end up being 2 years because after we're done the AT, Largo's going to take probably 6 to 8 months to get his private pilot's license. And then we will go back to the boat because the goal is and has always been to sail the South Pacific. That's where we really, really are dying to sail, to these islands that are so difficult to get to or incredibly expensive to get to if you're not on a boat, and just soaking all that in the culture and the crystal clear water. So I personally, I'm not saying if, I really want to do that. I have intentions of going back, but Will, it is funny that Will does say that because the further you remove from something, it becomes sounding foreign, like, oh my gosh, we did live on a boat for 3 years and we still own a boat and our boat is sitting there not boating.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go make a trip to Mexico just to go ahead and sit on it and remind myself that this is also part of my identity.
Can you do a couple of weeks of work too so I don't have to do it when I come? Can you fix those holes that Jamie drilled in our rudders? Why did we drill those holes? There was no moisture was in there. Yeah. I'm not throwing Jamie under the bus. That was actually a legitimate thing to do and our rudders are okay, but now we've got to go and fiberglass them. So
I'd love to. I miss doing boat jobs. Are you kidding me?
Do you really?
Yeah, I kind of do.
I miss seasickness less than I miss doing the boat jobs.
Listen, the only thing about the boat jobs that was annoying to me was the fact that I had other things to do that took away from the time to actually dedicate to it. Otherwise, if I was able to just maintain the boat full time, that would be a great life for me because it would give you purpose and it would give you satisfaction and it'll take you to places that you want to go.
And I would love for you to do that full time and I'll just work and keep you in the lifestyle you're accustomed
to. Let's go. I'm ready.
So another question that we had was, are we done with full-time travel? Not at all, first of all. Absolutely not. I consider at least these 6 months of hiking the AT trail still a part of travel and full-time travel. If we were doing it in New Zealand, I would consider it the same thing. If we were doing 6 months in Europe, I would still consider it. We haven't lived in the US for a decade. So this is like a study abroad program for Largo and like a study in US culture and food and stuff that we've been removed from for 10 years. So I consider it a physical as well as a cultural traveling adventure. Now, we will stay put for about 6 to 8 months after the AT. So Largo can get his private pilot's license. And then the second he gets that, we're out of here. Not because we don't like the US, but because we love this travel life and we want to keep doing it.
I went to my first rye whiskey distillery last week.
You did? At the grocery store?
No, I was on the way back to the grocery store and I saw it. And it was like a bar / distillery. And I was like, what is this all about? And I was just thinking, okay, let me just sort of walk in and get a little bit of Americana. The only thing they sold was hard liquor. They didn't sell beer. They didn't sell anything. And they sold their own bottles there too. And there was maybe like 6 people there all together. I felt like I was walking into a Western saloon and I was wearing boots and a hat and someone's going to sort of break out a card game and get into a fight. It was honestly the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
See, those are the cultural experiences I'm really excited to have here. We've already had several already, especially with food, because I'm not particularly familiar with like Southern food. I mean, I know like grits and biscuits and gravy and all that kind of stuff, but there's a whole culture that goes along with it that I have no idea about. So I'm excited to have that cultural experience as well. That sounds fun. Well, did you buy a bottle?
No. It was like $60.
Oh, that's expensive. So no, we are not done with full-time travel, not even close. I kind of feel like Will and I are just like gearing up for like decade 2 coming, right? Like just we're not done at all.
I kind of feel like it would have been cool if I would have gotten a van and done this whole experience while you were walking in a van.
I know, I would have loved that too, but I don't know how. I think that would have been challenging because we're going to be in cold climates. Well, look at me, I'm sleeping in the cold. I guess you can be in a van in the cold, like princess. But I don't think Century would like that.
No, it's dipped down pretty cold though. There's been a couple mornings in the 20s and
Someone went to bed at 11:30. It was 6 degrees at 11:30 at night. So I don't know what time it was by the middle of the night, but it was cold. We woke up to frozen trees. So Century, Will, people have been asking what's up with Century. They know she's not hiking with us. Is she with you?
She's living her best life here. So where I'm staying at, there is a fireplace and it's a gas insert fireplace, which is really nice because there's no maintenance. And I turn that thing on in the morning and Century just curls up next to it as if she was born for this life.
It's funny because I feel like every time we transition to a different life with her, she really is a traveling cat. She loves it and adjusts really well. You send me the cutest pictures of her in front of the fireplace, but then she loved being on the boat and watching the birds in the morning. She loved being with my sister and chasing the little rubber balls down my sister's like hallway, which was slick. And then she'd slide in Paris. What is she like in Paris? She liked the baguettes and the cheese.
She got into like, I'm going to sit in a paper bag phase.
Yeah.
Every time we go to the store, we'd wind up getting 1 or 2 paper bags because we were trying to avoid the plastic. And then when we bring them back, we thought we'd recycle them. When we left them on the floor, essentially would think that this is like her new condominium.
Well, I do think that Largo and I are pretty obsessive with her and like touching her every 15 minutes. And then she would be like run into the bag and be like, I need some space. I need some me time.
And so we wound up in this apartment with like 8 different paper bags spread out all throughout the place. And she was like, today I'm going to go here.
I think it was like Decathlon that would give the extra large ones. It was like a Decker condo and she really liked the big ones. Like it was so into the big ones. But anyway, this is not a podcast about cats, although we do love our cats and Largo and I really miss her. I saw a sleeping bag for a cat online the other day and I sent it to Will. I'm like, should we get it for Century? She can camp inside in it. But since she's always in front of the fireplace, I guess not. Someone wanted to know what it's like being apart because for the past decade, you and I have pretty much been together 24/7.
We've only been apart for...
Pick the right answer, honey. Pick the right answer.
No, we haven't been apart that long, but it is very foreign to me to be able to do that. Well, it's been the 4 of us for the longest time. And now it went down to 3 and then...
And that was a hard adjustment for all of us.
Yeah. But being at 0, I feel like, who do I talk to? I talk to the cat.
Good. She needs to be talked to. We went from 3 to 0 overnight, or 3 to 1. The interesting thing is when we have been apart for like a couple weeks, like when Avalon was doing her APs, we could still talk 24/7 if we wanted to. It was so easy. Like if I had a question or something was bothering me. But the problem is that we don't always have service on the AT. And often Will will call me and I'll be like, I'm going up an uphill. unless you're going to talk, I can't respond. Right. Or it's too cold. I can't keep my hands out and hold up the phone. It's not ideal for us to talk as much. And so I really do miss you a lot. And from like a personal, like my best friend perspective, and also from a parenting, like working together, parenting our kids, and also from a business standpoint, like we do so many things together that it's like, I feel like I'm texting you like 6-7 times a day, and then the service will send it out and then I'll get 18 texts from you. It's kind of manic feeling, right? Like it's like feast or famine here. What it's like being apart is I don't love it.
I find myself going into some really bad spaces sometimes. And what I mean by that, it's just like working myself like a maniac because I do have all this time now. And if I'm not going to occupy it with work, then what am I going to do? I mean, and I know that I can get back into running and I can do everything else that I want to do, but I feel like this is one of those few opportunities that if there was ever a time to get caught up in everything that you wanted to do in life.
On those vlogs that you were talking about, that you're going to catch up 9 months of vlogs in like the next 2 months. Will's going to be releasing 4 a day.
If we're talking about going daily, which we are, and we're recording and we will be going daily, it's going to require an effort that's going to basically push me to the envelope in terms of what I have to do, which I'm happy to do, because what else am I going to do?
Well, self-care is important, you know? And another question was that how often will we see each other? We thought more often than we have so far.
We were hoping more often. And
yeah,
it is what it is.
I think logistics wise, I think, did we say it in the beginning how Largo and I hit some bad weather? And so we're not moving as fast as we thought we would. And so Will planted himself a little far north in anticipation that we would be going faster, and we thought we would. So it hasn't been ideal to see each other yet, but I think we've learned from this and we're going to plan accordingly going forward, that there are bumps in the road and that the weather's not always perfect and the trail's not always flat and there isn't always an escalator. So we can see each other. I would like to see you at least every 2 weeks.
But you guys are hitting out of the park though. It's amazing. Now, are you guys having fun is the question.
Well, we're in a hotel today, so it's probably a good day to ask. I would say 90% of the time is fun, and that 10% that sucks really sucks. Largo and I both are enjoying the hiking aspect of it and can easily do it. We can carry our packs. We're good at, what is it called in hiking? I'm calling it provisioning because that's what we call it in sailing. Resupply. We're good at that. We don't mind setting up the tent. I don't love sleeping in the tent, but I can tolerate it. But we both cannot stand waking up in the tent in the cold. And of our nights out here so far, I would say 90% have been waking up freezing. And so when you ask me if we like it, I like all of it, but that percent isn't enough to make us say, forget it, we're done. We're done with this AT thing. And the stats are against our odds, guys, because about 3,000 start and about 300 finish. 3,000 start and want to go all the way to Maine and about 300 finish. And we've seen a lot of people already who are just saying, this isn't fun, I'm not enjoying it, I'm done. That's not us. This is not a Camino. And I love the Camino. Only thing they have in common, I think, is that you have shoes on your feet for both, because this is a very different experience. And I love the Camino. They're both great experiences, but this is pushing us to limits that I just didn't know even existed within me. So good and bad.
So you're saying the Camino is a vacation?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my God. For us, I'm not saying it's like that for everyone or should be like that for everyone. But yeah, Largo and I actually said one night when we were freezing and we went to bed, I said, maybe we just go hike from like Italy to Santiago. And he's like, and he actually said, no, that's fine. We're doing okay. I think that's it for the questions that I had written down. Did you have any others that people have kind of thrown at you about what's going on that you think we need to talk about?
Well, I guess the question is going to be, is where's Largo going to do his flight lessons?
Oh, and we haven't figured that out yet. New Jersey or Florida or Southern California are the places that are on the docket right now. We're going to visit a school in New Jersey. He's visited the other two schools. It's going to come down to money, cost of living in the location. So far, he's really leaning towards the Morristown, New Jersey one, but the housing there is way beyond our budget. So maybe we'll get that van then. We'll go live it. The problem is it's going to be through winter. And that's what deterred us from getting the van to begin with. We're like, well, van life the US while we're doing all this for a year. But sleeping in a van, to be honest, at night in the winter doesn't sound so bad now after sleeping out in a tent.
I wouldn't mind it at all, to be honest with you. We were in the RV when we were in Europe.
We did. Largo's 16 now, and I don't know if he would go for that. I mean, he might after he's been sleeping in a tent. So Largo and I started out in our 3-person tent with like almost like another person could sleep between us. And as it's gotten colder and colder, we both have our own sleeping bags and our own sleeping pads. But on the cold nights, our shoulders are touching because you create enough body heat, you need it. So I could probably consider van life. Are we saying this on a podcast, like saying we might van life in Morristown? Where would we shower? I mean, I go 5 days without a shower now, so it doesn't matter to me, but it might matter to you if you're sleeping with me.
There's always a Planet Fitness.
There's always a Planet Fitness. It's called the sun shower where the bag heats up outside. Everything is relative now that I've been sleeping in the woods and not showering for 5 days and pooping and digging my own hole to take a poop, right? Like my standards have gone down considerably, and just sleeping in an RV without heat in the winter sounds like paradise. Like I would love to have four walls around me that don't rattle and sift in air throughout the night. Maybe right now we just put that on the docket to consider. Maybe there'll be a podcast about how we bought a van.
There you go. All right. With that, I think we are ending this episode of Catch Up /Q&A /Randomness. We'll be back next week, but we have a question for you.
Wait. First for the question. Do you think we scared people away? They're like, these two sound manic.
No, this is what happens when and you just get off the trail and we want to share, but our well-developed topic, we're just like, I'm not ready to go there just yet.
Yeah, I did just get off the trail, guys, and I have showered and I've done some laundry, but I'm also kind of like, just, I don't know. I'm just kind of out of sorts, but I do feel like this was necessary to give everyone an update. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had something you wanted to share. Challenge for the week.
Yes, is hit us with your AT hike questions for next week, and then we'll answer in the next week's episode. This is the best part about this because of the fact that we are in real time, that if you do send us something between now and when we record next, it'll actually get to us within days. And then we'll use it in the podcast.
But you want them to call in, right? You want them to call us in on our phone number so we can hear their voice. We want to play your voice.
So we have two ways to send it to us. Either you can send us a voice message that would be by email. You can do a voice note and send it to info@thewhymatterspodcast.com. Or we have now a phone number you can call us and leave us a voicemail at. And that number is 424-442-9295. And so call that number and leave us a voicemail. I should probably set up the actual voice message for that, the mailbox for that.
Why does it just go beep and that's it?
It's just a brand new number I set up. So it's going to be just for the podcast. I have to set up all the, hi, welcome to the Why Matters podcast.
Oh, go do that. Go do that then. Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. I hope this update kind of gives you a little more insight to Will and I as humans, what's on our plate right now. It's a lot. So please be patient with us if we sound like we're kind of blah, blah, blah. Remember, this is the first time we've taped a podcast not being in the same room with each other, and we haven't taped one in a couple of weeks. So I hope the update kind of made you feel like you're in real time with us and brought you up to speed. And now we're in this together in the present day, which sounds really, really fabulous. As I reach out, reach out. Thanks so much for sticking around and joining our Podtowning community. If you could take a minute and follow or subscribe to The Why Matters on wherever you're listening, and while you're there, give us a 5-star rating and review, plus share an episode with a friend. We would greatly appreciate it. And remember, no one gets a vote on how you live your life. Don't be a dodo. Enjoying our content? Consider becoming a patron today. With as little as $4 a month, you can make a significant impact on our work. To learn more about the full-time traveling lifestyle, schedule a consulting chat today, and don't forget to follow us on YouTube at World Towning for the latest updates from the road and to get a glimpse at what we look like. I found my way, I found my way. I was in the dark against it all, but made it through the day, cause I found my way, I found my way. In bad times, I know I'll be okay. And remember, don't be a dodo in your life because, what you got, Will?
Because of the fact that they didn't have the technology to do a podcast remotely like we did. And if they had that, maybe they would still be around because they could still share their story.
They could talk to other dodos around the world.
That's right.
I miss you, honey.
I miss you too.
I was getting ready to say, I love you, because we always say that when we hang up. People who listen to podcasts might be like, why is she saying I love you? We love you guys. We love you. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to comment, give us 5 stars, share us with your friends, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.